And our first guest, oh my gosh, the greatest story of the month. Future Hall of Fame quarterback Tom Brady, who recently signed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, is down in Florida, was stopping by his offensive coordinator's home in Tampa, but what Tom learned when he walked into the house was it was the wrong house. He walked into the neighbor's house, and we have that guy on the phone with us. It is Dave Kramer. Dave, how are you, brother?
Good. How's it going, guys? Thanks for having me.
Nothing like Tom Brady walking into your house during self-quarantine.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you, man. I was kind of been bored lately. I'm a single guy sitting in my house for weeks upon weeks. So, and then life got a little bit better when Tom Brady walked into my house.
Well, Dave, you got to walk me through this. So you're sitting at your house. Yeah. Where are you sitting at your house?
Yeah, I have an island in my kitchen that is in straight view of the front door of my house, which is probably about 20, 25 feet away. And I was just working, you know, on my computer. I normally lock my door. Sorry about that. Someone was calling in. I normally lock my door.
Okay.
And I was moving some things and just didn't lock it that day.
All right.
And, you know, Byron lives next door. I haven't met him yet. For the last year, he's very private. And I'm basically, I see this big shadow at my front door and I see the doorknob like opening. I'm like, oh my God, man, somebody coming in my freaking house right now. And I just sat there and kind of froze. And I see this tall guy, you know, I'm a hetero man, but he's a handsome man. He's got a, you know, baseball hat on and he had some bags on his shoulders, and the funny thing about it was he walked in like he owned the place, because it was kind of like he put his bags down before he even said hello, and he just dropped them on my floor, and then he looked up at me and he just goes, "What's up, man?" And I just like, and I look at him and I just go, "I don't know, you tell me, dude." Like, what are you doing in my house?
Now, first of all, Tom Brady is a very good looking man, and I could admit that too.
Yeah.
So he's a very tall, good looking man. I mean, this guy is a quarterback. He's a guy's guy. He walks in your house, he drops both bags, and he looks up at you. When did you realize who it was?
So this is how it went down. So I still didn't realize, but at that point. And then he looks at me, he goes, "Am I in the wrong house?" And I go, "I think you are, but you look familiar," because he did. He looked familiar. And I was like, I go, "Well, where are you supposed to be going?" He goes, "I'm supposed to be at Byron's house." And then right when he said that, I was like, no freaking way. Like, Tom Brady is in my house. And my entire body, like, literally shut down. Like, I wanted to be like, Tom Brady, but, like, I couldn't even, like, get it out. And like, he literally, I just sat there, and he just grabs his bag together, like, "I'm so sorry, sir, I'm so sorry." And he had such good manners, and he was so, I tell people, there wasn't a mean bone in his body other than being able to take tackles in the NFL, but,
Dave, let me recap for a second. By the way, we're talking with Dave Kramer. Tom Brady mistakenly walked into his house this week. By the way, Byron Leftwich is a former NFL quarterback. He's the offensive coordinator for Tampa Bay. You're a white dude who went to Bowling Green, right?
Correct. You got it.
Sitting down, you know, how much do you weigh? 180? I have no idea.
Yeah. You hit it on the nose.
Okay, you're
180.
You're a 180. Byron Leftwich, who played quarterback in the NFL, offensive coordinator for Tampa Bay, is 6'5", 245-pound black man. So Brady walks in expecting to see Byron Leftwich, and he sees you sitting at the island. And
Well,
you're both trying to figure out what's going on here. Okay. Now, continue.
Well, the funny thing is that I thought about it a little bit more. So I think his first initial, when he looked at me, you know, when he said, "What's up, man?" Like, really happy. I think I thought about it. He probably thought I was like a friend of Byron's, maybe. And so he was just being polite. But then he saw my face of like, dude, like, really? Like, who are doing? Like, what are you doing? Just walking in my house. And I would have never been like sarcastic or mean to Tom Brady if I knew it was Tom Brady. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, but yeah, that's my first initial thought, is he probably just thought I was a friend. But then he's, if I could describe, it was, I'll never forget it. I mean, we were both just so confused. I mean, and that's why I was, that's why I love this story, because I said, God, if I ever got the chance to meet Tom Brady or talk to him about this, I would love to hear what was going through his mind,
right,
like, in that whole experience. Because it's just a funny story.
So
you know?
When Brady realizes he's at the wrong house, what does he do? What does he say?
So he goes, I'm supposed to be at Byron's. And I was like, oh, yeah, Byron's is next door. And he just had this look on his face like, oh, my God, dude. Like, did I just do this? And he just, like, I mean, he grabbed his bags and was gone in like 2 seconds flat. I mean, he just couldn't get out of the house fast enough. And then I sat there and I was in like shock, and I'm like walking around my house and pacing. I'm like, oh my God, Tom Brady was just in my house. Tom Brady was just in my house. And then I literally, and then I think I waited too long, because I was like, I got to go get a picture. Excuse me. So I like, I go outside to try and grab him, but he was already like 2 feet going into Byron's house, and the neighbors were outside, and they kind of saw him. They're like, Tom Brady. They're like washing their car. They yelled at him something, and he's like, thank you, thank you. And he just walked in the house real quick.
Oh,
but
gosh.
I didn't get the chance. But then like 2 hours later, a girlfriend of mine goes, Dave, just go over there and knock on the door. Like, I'm like, I'm not going to go over there and knock on the door and bother him. And she's like, no, this is like a once in a lifetime. You've got to get a picture.
Right. Absolutely.
So, yeah. So I go back over. 2 hours later, you want to talk about a nerve-wracking door knock.
Wait a second. It took you 2 hours to get up the nerve to walk next door to your neighbor's house to get a picture with Tom Brady?
Yeah, I didn't want to bother him or be that stalker fan, you know? So I was just like, I mustered up the energy. Yeah, and I go over there. He was only there about, about 2 hours. He was gone pretty fast.
Okay.
I go in there and knock on the door. Byron answers the door. He's got like halfway open. He looks at me. He's like, what's up, man? And I said, hey, I'm Byron. I'm Dave. I'm your neighbor. I haven't met you yet. Heard a lot of great things about you. I said, sorry to bother. He goes, dude. And he just interrupts me. He goes, hey, man. He goes, he starts laughing. He goes, all good. Tom already told me he walked into your house accidentally. And he was laughing about it. I said, yeah. I said, who can say that Tom Brady walked into their house? I go, if there's any way that I could get a picture with you two, it would be awesome, so I could share it with my friends. And so he goes, how about this? We'll come by your house in maybe like in a little while, and we'll ring your doorbell. And I was like, so I go back to my house like a little kid. I'm 47 years old. I'm like sitting in my house like, oh, my God, what am I going to say? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? You know? And I'm trying to find like Buccaneers. I have no Buccaneers jerseys. I'm trying to find anything that he could possibly sign, you know, and they never came back. And I think the reason is just because of the whole social distancing thing and all that. So, so I was a little bummed that they didn't come back, but,
I would have gone over to his house and said, how about a little something for the effort? Maybe some tickets, get me in the locker room after the game. How about a little something?
Yeah. You know what? Like, I didn't have any major motivation off of this, or, you know, if you guys know me, if anyone knows me, they would say Dave loves to tell funny stories. I live to laugh, and I did stand up when I was younger, so I just love telling a good story. So that was really the motivation. I mean, TMZ offered me like just a small amount of money, and I said, I'm not even going to take it. Like, this wasn't a money motivated thing, and this wasn't to hurt anybody or get Tom upset or.
Right. It's a great story.
Yeah.
It's just a wonderful
story.
Yeah, it was
just like a funny story. I'm like, you know, I was telling everybody, and every single person I told was like, this is like the best story I've ever heard. Like, who can say this? And they're like, so then they talked me into doing the TMZ thing. But I was a little nervous about it, I'm not going to lie, because I didn't know it blew up to this level. I can tell you that.
Six-time Super Bowl champion Tom Brady walks into Dave Kramer's house in Tampa, and the door is still open. They could be stopping by sometime in the next week, so you may want to clean things up.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thank God I was just having a normal day and I didn't have, you know, a party or something going on in here or something, you know. But But yeah, it was an awesome experience. So,
and Dave,
I would love maybe someday to meet him and hear his thought. I would love it, but who knows?
And Dave, I've said this a million times on this radio station. In Chicago, you're one person away from anyone on the planet. So I'm talking to my buddy Pat Gallagher last night, and he's like, hey, did you read the story about Tom Brady walking into the guy's house? I'm like, yeah. He goes, that's my fraternity brother. I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? So, Pat, and I'm telling you, we're one person away in this city. So, Pat calls you, and here you are on WGN Radio.
Oh, yeah. And it reunited me with Pat, which is awesome. He's my little brother in my fraternity back in the day. And it's just so cool. I've had so many people call me, just friends I haven't talked to in a while. I just never thought I would get to this point where I'm getting people from other states and all over the place.
It's
almost like... It's you know, and again, like I said, there was no motivation other than just like, hey, this is a great story.
Dave, if Brady does turn up at your house, we got to have you back on the show, okay?
Oh, God, yeah, of course. You know, it's funny, TMZ said, they said, if anything happens, if he comes back or anything happens, you know. But I have a feeling it won't because of this social distancing thing, but who knows? You never know. Maybe someday I'll meet him, but Tampa's excited to have this guy. I can tell you that. This town is going crazy.
Oh, I'm sure they're nuts. Dave, we got to run. Thank you so much, man.
Bye,
love the story.
Thank you very much for having me on the show, guys. Appreciate it.
That is Dave Kramer, 6-time Super Bowl champion. Tom Brady walked into his house. By the way, I mean, if, you know, all of us here in Chicago are thinking, he didn't lock his front door? What if I just don't understand that. I just don't get it. But that was awesome.